everybody, and thanks for joining me here on the Awesomeo YouTube channel. Of course, this is our main channel, but as part of our ongoing effort to maximize your experience here with us at Awesomeo.com, guess what? We've created a few new YouTube channels to get you the information that you want at a more efficient pace. That includes our fantasy football channel dedicated to all of your fantasy football needs, including season long, or even if you're playing on the best ball formats right now. And of course, when DFS starts, we'll have that as well. And for all your sports betting needs, we'll head over to the Awesomeo Odds YouTube channel. That is going to cover all things sports betting, from PGA bets, NFL bets, and so much more. College football, so much going on over there. So be sure to follow us on those. And of course, if you're here joining me for the top five fades for the Wyndham Championship, well, you're going to know if you join me each and every week that last week, may have got the sleepers correct, but I did not get the fades correctly, which certainly slowed down my winnings that I could have had with having an overweight Abraham answer. But when Will Zalatoris, Harris English, Webb Simpson, and Bryson DeChambeau all come in the top 15 of the event, and three of them come in the top 10, it's going to be tough to win, even if you have Abraham answer there. Although my highest price fade, Xander Schauffele, that did end up working out. However, most people ended up fading him, whether they watched this video or not, or just decided to do so. He ended up coming 46th, one of the highest priced golfers in the field. So that ended up working out. But like I said, other people joined me as well. We're going to try and bounce back this week. And to do that, we're going to take a lot of risk. So stay with me here this week as we start off with Seamus Power. He's projected at 12% own this week. Last 2 years here have been pretty good, 27th and 60th, but I'm going to put him in the category of a life-changing win a couple of weeks ago. The guy was begging for starts. I don't mean begging. I say that as a bad negative connotone, but really was. He was struggling to find them, and when he did, he performed. Basically earned his way back onto the PGA Tour with a couple of top 10s and then got the breakthrough win, so he does not have to worry about that. I'm going to take the wait-and-see approach after that. Certainly, he could continue that form right away and roll into another win, kind of like what we saw with Brendan Todd a couple of years ago. But I think a 12% owned in other golfers around him that I like, I'm going to go elsewhere. So Seamus Power, as we look at his strokes gained rate for the season, coming in at 110th off the tee, 27 on the approach, third around the green, and 74th putting. Okay, let's move on to Brian Harman. He's going to be the next guy that I fade, 16% owned. But I think we're seeing a spot of regression for him. Last week, did not play well there at the WGC, FedEx St. Jude. Really only put up about 60 points in four rounds, which is his worst performance in four rounds in quite some time. So I don't know that I want to roll into that, especially if it's going to be 16% ownership. Of course, history is pretty good, 27th and 6th. When we look at his strokes gain ranks this year, he's had a pretty good season finding the fairway. That's kind of his MO and has added a little bit of distance, so 61st there. 110 on the approach, 23rd around the green, and 14th putting. So definitely a tough fade, but at 9,900, I would rather go up, play Louis Oosthuizen, play Will Zalatoris, or go down and pay down and get, say, somebody like Charles Schwartzel. I know that's quite far down. Or even, say, Matthew Wolff, who's going to be about half, maybe even a third of the ownership is Harman. All right, the next three, since I'm fading Brian Harman at 9,900, and if you guys have been with me for some time, you know that I go in sequential order, I'm going to be fading a lot of golfers over 10,000 this week, and it's going to start right off with Jason Kokrak. And listen, he's only 13% owned, so it's not like he's that high, but I haven't seen anything from him since his win that would make me want to play somebody, especially priced at 10,000. So for me, even though he's got good course history, 15th and 6th in the last 2 years, that's certainly something to look at. I'm going to take the other side this week. I'm going to hope that Will Zalatoris, like I've mentioned a few times before, outperforms him, or even all the way up to Louis Oosthuizen. So when we look at his strokes gain rank, see why he's had a good year? Well, it's pretty simple. He's hit a lot of greens, so that negates his 173rd ranking around the green. He's had a great putting year, ranked 4th. And his ball striking, well, 22nd off the tee and 57 on the approach. That is somebody that has good numbers, but at 10,000, I just don't know if there's enough win equity there to pay that much. Certainly, there's win equity in this next golfer, but Webb Simpson, 10,600. In years past in this event, he's really been the highlight. However, this year, we add in Will Zalatoris, we add in Louis Oosthuizen, we add in a couple of more guys. So I think for me, I'll take the underweight. It's kind of a either go all in approach or hope for a 2016 result where Webb Simpson almost came in last place, came in 72nd in the event. Well, if we get that and he's the highest owned golfer this week, going to be so far above the curve. So that's what I'm going to try and do. I'm going to certainly avoid him in single entry and the more limited entry fields where he'll be even higher owned. Play him around 10% in my GPP lineups this week, one of my biggest fades. Obviously, the course history is great, third and second in the last 2 years, coming off his best performance at the WGC in quite some time, coming in 15th, on the heels of a very good Sunday, though. So maybe he carries that momentum in and wins. If he does, I'll have to hope that my lineup building and that 10% ownership I give him is good enough to cover it. Also, probably just to do that, I'll probably cover what I bet on DFS this week with a bet to win on Simpson, just in case he ends up doing that. A golfer that I'm not too concerned about fading this week, however, is Hideki Matsuyama, as coming in 11,000, around 18% owned. He's too much volatility for me at specifically this event. He has a couple of missed cuts, a couple of good finishes as well, but nothing that I would want to pay 11,000 for, certainly the highest priced golfer in the field. Recent form would give him a reason to be there, second and fourth. Kind of came out of nowhere there on Sunday, but I think for me, I'll pass. I'll go down to Louis, who's certainly been more consistent this year, although Matsuyama, if he wins or certainly has a good playoff, he could be in the running for player of the year with the Masters champion, fourth at the Olympics. Certainly if he got on the medal stand, I think he'd be in big time consideration for that. But maybe we'll have to win an event or here coming in. Look at his strokes gain rank, how he's getting it done. 56th off the tee, 15th on the approach. No surprise, the ball striking is good. Definitely one of the more underrated elite around the green players, ranked 39th. But, you know, he struggles with the putting, 180th. And that's kind of the reason why I want to fade him here this week. We know he's so volatile with that club. If he has a bad week, he won't see the weekend, given how many birdies you need to make in the first couple of days and how low the scoring is. So let's go 5-1 quickly. There are some big names this week. I'm taking some risk. Jameis Power, Brian Harman, Jason Kokrak, Webb Simpson, and Hideki Matsuyama. That'll do it for the Wyndham Championship next week. We're going to be talking about playoff golf. Top 125 in the FedEx Cup standings. We'll move on to the Northern Trust. It's a lot of fun. A lot of good golfers and a good course. So until next week, everybody, good luck at the Wyndham Championship, and we'll see you on the other side.